722. I love happy cancer stories. We found out in March that Rob Stafford from NBC5 Chicago was diagnosed with a rare blood disorder. Rob took a leave of absence from NBC for several months. He underwent bone marrow transplant and chemotherapy, and Rob returns to work on Monday, and he joins us now. First of all, congratulations. We've been sending prayers, everyone here at GN and everyone all over the city. You got to be pretty overwhelmed with that.
I have been, and I really appreciate it, Pete. It's I'm not a real public person, despite what I do for a living, and I kind of debated, you know, how public to be with this. And I got to tell you, I've had thousands of people have reached out to me, have sent prayers, have lit candles, have sent notes, and it really helps me and my family get through this. So I'm incredibly humbled by it and very appreciative.
I saw the piece last night on the 10 o'clock news. My wife was bawling next to me. And people can, of course, go to NBCChicago.com and see that. But Allison, they didn't show her. When you were telling her the story, I felt like she was kind of choking up a little bit.
She's been with me every step of the way. I've seen her a lot. And I will tell you, she has seen me not at my best, Pete. This has been quite a workout for the last 6 months. But she choked up. I try not to look over at her. It was hard when she's interviewing me, and I'm worried on Monday night. I know the night that I announced that I was going on leave for the transplant, I did not look at her during the entire newscast because I didn't want to lose it. So I can get through this stuff, but then I look over at Rosati,
right,
and then I lose it. So I try not to look.
Rob, the Mayo Clinic, you started out at the Mayo Clinic. I've been there. Unfortunately, I've had cancer that runs in my family too, but, I mean, that place is a finely tuned machine, isn't it?
It is. It's like no other hospital I've ever been to. And you walk in and it's organized almost like Disney World in a way. I mean, as you know, if you're walking down the hall and you even have a hint of a look that you don't know where you're going, some customer service person comes up to you and directs you to your appointment. It's very well run. They're among the best in the world when it comes to amyloidosis, this rare disease that I have. And, we aimed for the fences and went for the stem cell transplant. We unfortunately did not get the results that we had hoped for with that. But the follow-up treatment I've gotten in Chicago at Rush has been extremely successful. So I think maybe the cumulative effect of starting with the transplant and then going to this sort of chemo cocktail that I'm on right now has me very, very close to remission. In fact, I may be in remission, but I can't confirm it until I have a bone marrow biopsy next month.
Well, we're praying that you are in remission, and I agree that Mayo Clinic, and I've been there with family members, and I always said it was kind of like going to, like, it's the Vegas of healthcare. You're at a convention, they give you, you're going to stop in this building at this time, you got a 2-hour break,
exactly,
and you're
right,
going to this building, so you got name tags, and everybody knows where you're going. We know that your amyloidosis is very, very rare, and there's all different types of amyloidosis. I have a friend's father who has the ATTR form, and mm-hmm. your form is called the light chain?
Light chain, yeah. And mine has focused on my kidneys, mm-hmm. and it can, you know, there's cardiac amyloidosis, which is tougher. This one isn't great, none of it's good, but mine's on the kidneys. Fortunately for me, and thanks to my wife, I have a 2-year head start on dealing with this. Left to my own devices, I probably would not have detected it for another couple of years. And then you're heading toward being on dialysis. And so we got it early enough that the goal is to get to remission before your kidneys are damaged too much.
Well,
and,
Rob,
made a lot of progress.
Explain that to people, because you mentioned that last night, but you didn't mention how your wife found out or how she urged you to go to the doctor.
Well, there were warning signs, which I rationalized and tried to ignore. She's not the kind of person who lets you ignore things. But you know, she just had a hunch that something wasn't right for a while, even a couple of years, actually. Two big things. We were on a bike ride on the CalSag Channel, which, as you know, is flat as can be, no hills, and I couldn't keep up on an hour bike ride. And a couple of years ago, I was doing 20 miles with hills, and that didn't add up. We were out in Colorado, and 5 minutes into a hike in the mountains, I was just had to sit down, and that just was not normal for me. But I got my heart checked, and there was nothing wrong. And one test came back, and there was a slightly elevated protein level, which I wasn't going to really pursue because most of the tests came back, there's nothing really wrong with you. And I wanted to hear the nothing's really wrong with you part of it.
Right.
And she asked, well, what about the protein? I go, but they say I'm okay. And she pushed me, and I got further tests. And when we pursued the protein, that's when we ended up with a kidney biopsy, and then the diagnosis up at the Mayo back in January is when they came through with the diagnosis.
Wow.
Always go through all the tests. I've heard a million stories like this. You always go through all the tests, and, you know, you're a perfect example.
Well, as you know, I mean, having faced cancer, you know, early detection is, my story is a story of early detection.
Right.
And this is a tricky disease to diagnose because mm-hmm. most people haven't heard of it. Most doctors, it's just not on your radar. So you have to actively sort of ask questions and get to specialists who are familiar with it. And if you don't know what you have, it's kind of hard to go in the right direction. But I was very fortunate that we caught it in an early stage two. And I'm where I am right now before, my kidneys have been damaged, but I am still in pretty good shape in terms of that.
Do you know, what you have, it's so, so rare. And like you said, doctors aren't aware, it's not on their radar. Do you know if this was hereditary or is
it? It is not.
It's not.
It is not.
Wow.
It is not, which is sort of a relief because you know, you're a bunch of kids.
Right.
And don't scare the children. That's always sort of been our motto, though they're not, my kids are in their 20s now. And it's that. They have no idea why this occurs. Now, both my parents had cancer in their 50s. My mother had breast cancer. My dad had kidney cancer and lost the kidney to cancer and made it for 40 years on one kidney, which is all frankly that you really need. But it has nothing to do with that either. I've asked that. I've gone through everything, and they just have no idea what causes it.
It's crazy. Wow. But they've come leaps and bounds with blood cancers nowadays. And God bless you, man. I love the story last night. I can't wait to watch on Monday. You're just doing the 10 o'clock. Is that right?
I'm just going to do the 10 for a couple of weeks just to sort of get back into the swing of things. I have not, it's been 6 months. And but I feel great. I do. I feel for a while you have what's called chemo brain. I don't know if you've been through chemo, but you're just not clear. That has gone away, and my numbers have dropped like my bad numbers dropped like a rock over the last 8 weeks. And I wouldn't go back if I were not, ready to do it.
Right.
And I would not go back if I didn't feel we had this thing under control. The doctors say we got it under control, and you should go back to work. And my wife's getting tired of me being around the house every day. A lot of Rob Stafford for 6 weeks and poor Dick Johnson.
Right.
A fabulous job filling in 5 shows. I mean, every night I'm Dick Johnson filling in for Rob Stafford. I am Rob Stafford. And I'm
And Rob, you said right when we started talking, you're not a very public person, even though what you do for a living. Well, this sort of now you are you're the person creating awareness for amyloidosis and especially the light chain that you have. But what would you say to others listening right now, sitting at home, maybe battling a rare disease or a grave disease, and they're on their way back to health like you are? What would you say to them just to inspire them to keep going?
You can do it. You really can handle anything. And people do. I mean, they do. I've heard from thousands of people. Many of them, some haven't faced diseases. Many of them have. And people face what they have to face because they have a survival instinct. And they have people around them who care about them. And you just really have to take it one day at a time. It sounds cliche, but that's the way it is. You cannot jump too far ahead. And what this is actually, one other thing I'd like to say is you can never get, you literally live and die by the results of these blood tests. And I have learned not to, my expectations were so high after the transplant, I was really expecting remission and we didn't get it. That was my one really bad day. June 26th when we got the results and waking up on the 27th thinking, hey, is anything going to work? You just have to hang in there and don't get too high and don't get too low. And just keep on keeping on and ask your doctors all kinds of questions. Write them down before you go into the meeting. Go to the meeting with the doctors with the second person. It's really important to go with somebody else if you can and have them take notes because you have to actively take charge. But I've learned that you just persevere, and if one thing doesn't work, you try the next thing.
Well, you're one of the best people, and congratulations, man. We'll be watching Monday night at 10 o'clock, Rob Stafford. Hello to your wife, Lisa, by the way, who is a saint going through this, too, by the way.
Oh, she's fabulous. I could not have done it. As a matter of fact, I mean, I'd still be doing the news and thinking nothing was wrong if it weren't for her.
Wow. Yeah. Rob Stafford. Thank you, Rob. We'll be watching Monday. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it. You too. Take care.
All right.
Thanks,
see you, buddy. That is a great story right there.
I can't wait to see him back behind the anchor desk.
Power of prayer, man.
And positivity. Absolutely. Did you hear how positive he was?
He was.